notably Texan right now is a rising star in Texas music who's been involved in music for some 10 years and released his first album in 2015. He has since been building his fan base one show at a time. He's far from forgetting his roots, though, having named his upcoming album Culberson County, which comes out at the end of March. This singer-songwriter-storyteller with fiery red locks might be generally classified as country, but he leans on a lot of different styles on the new record, which was quite a delight for me. If anyone knows how eclectic Notably Texan is, I really appreciate that nature of music making, and I'm excited to learn more about my guest, Red Shahan. Welcome to Notably Texan. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you guys?
We are fantastic and really thrilled to have you on the line, man. And we find you at your home, I think, over near Fort Worth, right?
Yes, sir. I got a place outside of Fort Worth. It's in Willow Park. Got a little a project, for lack of better words, a project.
Okay. I understand how that goes. When you get a home,
yeah,
it becomes a part-time job pretty much. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, we decided to we bought the home, and we were really pretty gung-ho about painting and pulling carpet and just kind of moving in and then working on it a little bit as we went. And I got in and started pulling out carpet, and then I started pulling out drywall, and then I started pulling out studs, and then I started pulling out electrical. And
oh, man.
Now I've got basically a frame, and now it's time to put it back together. So.
Well, I'm glad you didn't reach the point where you're pulling out your hair over this yet, because it could be stressful. So, well, I appreciate.
I never said I didn't have any hair on me now.
Okay. True enough. Well, I appreciate you taking a break from the drywall or whatnot to talk to us here today. Red, do me a favor and tell me a little bit about your early years. I believe that the name of your new record, Culberson County, refers to your roots here in Texas, right?
It does. You know, Culberson County is, it's not a place that, you know, I've spent a lot of time, but I have been out there, and it's a very desolate area. If you've ever spent any time in West Texas, it's a very peaceful and open kind of land. You know, it's not, there's hardly any trees out there.
Right.
There's some pinyon that kind of grows out there in some areas. There's a lot of desert type vegetation.
Yeah. I hadn't even heard. I mean, Texas is such a huge state. You know, I wasn't really familiar with Culberson. I had to go look it up. But this is way out west, right on the border with Mexico, pretty much. So,
yeah,
that's amazing. So, I mean, how long were you there?
Well, it's you know, a lot of time either spent driving through it or the Guadalupe Mountains are there. Guadalupe Peak is in Culberson County.
Okay.
But it's the highest destination in Texas.
Wow, I did not realize that.
I don't want to lie to you and tell you how tall it is, but it's considered a mountain. You know, it's pretty cool when you really dive into Texas terrain that's got every sort of ecosystem.
Yeah.
That's in the world. You know, you got swamp, desert, you got mountains, you got ocean front, you got the grass plains, you've got everything you can imagine. But yeah, Culberson County. Kind of reflects that desolate type sound that we have, you know, with the eclectic vibe that you were mentioning.
Right. Well, on a personal note, I believe that you're a recent first-time father?
I am. I just had a little girl. She's 3 months old this week.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
It's I think anybody would be lying if they said that they weren't terrified, you know, whenever they first process that news, whenever you first get that information that you're having a kid, you know, you don't ever feel like you're ready. I don't feel like you're ever, you know, when it's your first kid, I don't feel like you really know what you're getting yourself into, because you can research till your eyes bleed.
Yeah.
But, you know, they weren't lying whenever they said when she was born, you'll know what to do and you'll never feel like you've ever felt before. And that was no lie. You know, that was one of the best things that's ever happened. It's probably the best thing that's happened to me.
Very nice.
In my 30 years of existence.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, again, congratulations on that. And I know that's going to be a joy for you, and that's going to really make you want to, you know, get back home and off the road. That might make it even a little harder to get out there and be away from the family. But I wanted to ask you, how long has music been a part of your life, either listening to or playing it? Was this something that you were really into when you were young?
I got my first guitar when I was 9. My mom plays and sings a little bit. And she taught me 3 chords, G, C, D. And from there on, she said, you know, if you want to learn, you'll figure it out. You know, I think I took 1 guitar lesson and just kind of really just played around with it. You know, I never really, I don't remember ever being passionate about music. I never really was the type to go run and find the record store. But I remember always, you know, kind of finding myself daydreaming throughout songs. You know, I could kind of transcend myself in the middle of music. And I didn't understand at that age growing up that that's kind of the beginnings of really diving into music. And I didn't really totally get it until I moved to Lubbock and I started hanging around a bunch of people that really dove into the underground scene and that really dove into the Isbells and the, you know, way back in the day before the Isbells were what they are now. And it kind of gave me a new resilience, you know, kind of a feeling of like, hey, this is mine and this is something I can, you know, be a part of and fit in, I feel like, with my music. And that's about the same time that I started really trying out the bar scene and seeing how the music played out. You know, I wanted to be a firefighter during that time, and I'd kind of just was teetering on whether I wanted to stay in college or not. And
okay,
you know, once I found that music scene, that's what really kind of gave me a direction, gave me a purpose, I feel like. And what I'm doing today is I can attribute to that.
You really have a knack for this. We're going to play some of Red Shahan's music here in just a little bit for anyone who has not heard his stuff yet. You know, a lot of Texas artists, especially just with the nature of Texas music being so hot, you know, over these past several years, so many of these artists kind of lean on the Texas buzzwords. You know, you got so many artists that are like, I got to get blue bonnets in this tune or whatnot. But you've got a real knack for writing some Texas centric tunes that in some instances actually kind of highlight the real sort of gritty side of life, and that's kind of different from a lot of other artists.
You know, Texas is a very proud state. It's somebody that's very deeply rooted, and you know, the people that enjoy those songs that reference Texas and do those things, like, I would never want to take away from that. I think that's really cool, you know, that people can go from who knows how many hours they put in a week, then when they go to a place, they just want to let it all out. And I'm totally for that. I'm one of those people sometimes.
Right.
Where I kind of grew up, I had a really good raising. My parents were fantastic people, but I was always kind of around people that were less fortunate, and I was always you know, befriended a lot of people like that. So I got to see firsthand a lot of the darker sides of Texas, you know. And, you know, it's not always what everybody kind of pictures. You know, I mean, people from out of state really think that everyone rides a horse and wears cowboy
hats. Oh, I know.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but there's some really cool history and there's some really cool people that you can dive into that kind of feels like they have more of a Louisiana-esque and they have more of a kind of a Kentucky roots where, you know, people are down here, you know, in some places are making mezcal versus what would be moonshine in Kentucky. Or, you know, there's
yes,
moonshine in Texas too, but there's a lot of darker things too than, you know, we don't have to talk about than
of course
moonshine. But there's things like that that I feel like build a character, and I try to paint that within some of the music that I write, just to not only bring light to what's out here in Texas, but also kind of relate to those people.
Well, I appreciate you opening up on that. Red Shahan is my guest on KETR. His new record, Culberson County, comes out on March 30th. If you want to tell me about this kind of unexpected brush that you had with music legend Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, I thought that was kind of a cool anecdote.
Yeah, we were playing Americana Fest out in Nashville, and we were playing, I think it was the Cannery. It's a really low-lit place, you know, it's a really cool place. That whole Americana Fest is awesome in itself. But I remember when we went on stage, I wasn't familiar with how the crowds kind of revolved around that place. And I remember we went on stage, I remember there was not hardly anybody out in the crowd. One of the things that I do to cope with those things is close my eyes and I try to just live within the music. I remember opening my eyes at one point and looking out, and there's people all the way to the front of stage and all the way to the back of the room. And I couldn't believe it that I hadn't heard the commotion of people, because those people were actually there to listen to music, you
oh,
know
nice.
What I mean? And so we had a great show, you know, we had a really good time, and everybody was kind of, you know, mingling afterwards. So I went out and just kind of said hi to some people and shook some hands and got to meet a lot of people that, you know, have traveled a long ways to be at that festival. I vaguely remember shaking his hand, and then, you know, I remember him saying, hey, you guys sounded great. And then that's about all I remember. And then my manager was at the show. She had come up from Texas and was there, and she was, like, almost shaking. And she was like, do you realize who you just met? And I said, no, who was it? And she said, that was Robert Plant. And I said, the silver-haired guy? And so I went to look for him, and he was already gone at that point. But I'm not afraid to admit that I dropped the ball on that one.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe the funny accent should have been your first clue. You know,
Yeah, you know, that's what I was mentioning, you know, people that traveled from a long ways away.
Right.
I had met another group of Australians, you know, and I was like,
okay,
man, this is really cool. And then, you know, looking back, like, you're just an idiot.
Well, and I'm sure that, you know, when you tried to find him again, he had Robert Plant, I assume, probably when he moves places, he just disappears in a puff of smoke, I would assume.
Yeah,
I just,
absolutely.
I'm just make that assumption about him. But what that is
oh, yeah,
a
absolutely.
Cool
like,
story.
I think I might have seen a bat fly.
Okay.
Over there. I don't know.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sorry that you didn't have more of an opportunity to kind of interact with him, but who knows? Maybe you'll run into each other again.
I hope so.
No doubt. I want to play a cut from the upcoming Red Shahan record, and I picked out Revolution, which seems to be kind of a fan favorite and really kind of a rocking introduction to your music for anybody who's just discovering you.
Just spin that sucker.
Okay, let's do it. This is a really cool, and again, this guy is very versatile. I'm going to play another tune of his when we play him out a little bit later, but if you're first hearing Red Shahan, this is kind of more of the rock and roll side, I guess you could say. This is going to be on the new record, which comes out not so far from now. That record is Culberson County. Here's Revolution by Red Shahan. We're going to talk more with Red after we listen to this tune, so stay tuned to 88.9 KETR.
I've been riding on a roll. I can take the shit no more. Calling out to the poor man. Say what first comes to mind. Cause it's over.
That is new music from Red Shahan called Revolution. That's going to come out on his record, Culberson County, which drops on March 30th on 30 Tigers. And we've got Red Shahan on the line with us right now from over in the Fort Worth area. So you really have put together an impressive band backing you on these new tracks, which... you know, I hate to even have to ever put a label on music because, like I was mentioning earlier, we're a very eclectic show. We play all the music of Texas, so, you know, you're going to hear rock and country and everything, blues. But not that I like to have to put a brand on your music, but I guess I would, if I had to describe your stuff as kind of country infused with heavy doses of blues and rock and Americana. Does that that's not an offensive description to you, is it?
Not at all. That's it. You nailed it.
So if you would tell me a little bit about this band that you've got backing you, because you're sounding amazing on these new tracks.
Kind of started with a very dear friend of mine, Mr. Matthew Smith. He's a Fort Worth native. He kind of helped me get into a studio, and he helped me make a lot of financial decisions that didn't get me put in a bind. And we put out Men and Coyotes relatively cheap, you know, and it doesn't sound relatively cheap. It sounds definitely professional grade, but he helped me make good decisions. And he's the plays drums on both that and Culberson County.
Okay.
From there, that same record, I've used the same people for both.
Oh, nice.
So, and there's also the band that travels with me. Elijah Ford played bass on Men and Coyotes, and he helped produce both and produced Culberson County. And then we've got Parker Morrow. He and I have been friends, longtime friends, and, you know, played in several different adventures. And I wouldn't call them bands, but I would call them adventures. And for the last, you know, 10 to 15 years. And he's the bass player in on this Culberson County and full-time. Chris Connie, Uncle Chris, he is an Austin native as well as Elijah. He plays keys, and he's a fantastic keys player, and he plays a lot of other instruments as well. That's what we travel up and down the road with. And then Grant Jackson Wilburn is the guy that was turning the knobs and does all the sound production and everything on the records that I do.
It's an amazing group of people that are backing you up, and I always like to hear that it's a bunch of fine Texans too. You know, sometimes I'll talk to artists and you know, I give them a hard time about them telling me about their, you know, bassists from New York or whatever, and I'm always like, New York City? But no, you kept it real, and no, that's cool, man. And it's I love the fact that you're using the same studio band as your touring band too. That really helps out a lot. I was also going to say I really appreciate just the mixture of sounds on Culberson County. You know, when I was going through all these tracks on this early release that I got, it's just like this perfect blend of hard and soft tunes. I feel like I could put this album on, drink a bunch of beer out in a field, and take a musical journey listening to Culberson County.
That was definitely unintentional. It's something that I think is a direct reflection of the way my brain works. You know, I would definitely not be afraid to say that I'm somewhat ADD. So, you know, for to sit down with a theme on a record has never made sense to me, because I've always just kind of skipped and found songs. But I have listened to records that I was able to listen all the way through, and it was the diversity that helped me listen to those. And so, like I said, it wasn't planned, but I think it's just a reflection of how my brain works. You know, I don't like to really kind of go down one path. I like to have a lot of irons in the fire, not only with music and other things as well, but it kind of helps me. It's strange that chaos helps me feel collected, but that's right. Really the best way I can describe it.
So you mentioned earlier that your mother taught you your first chords on guitar. Didn't you invite her to sing on one of the tunes on Culberson County?
She did. Yeah, she
that
got
is cool.
to sing some harmony vocals on Memphis.
You left the apple of his eye, and aware I don't know this. And trust me that we tried, we learned all over Memphis.
She went and came and laid that down. I think it only took her like two tries. You know, she's got an excellent voice, and there's really just no other harmonies like family. I really feel like, you know, for when it comes to blood, like there's really a cool vibe that you can definitely hear when you listen to it whenever the harmony parts come about.
That's fantastic, man. Talk about like the ultimate gift to give your mom is, hey, I want to invite you to sing on my record. You know, that's
oh yeah. I was so nervous. She was so unbelievably happy at how good it sounded back to her whenever they played it back to her. You know, I don't think she quite knew how good she was until she got to hear herself for the first time.
So. I can just picture her, you know, going around to all her friends. Hey, have you heard, you know, I'm a published artist now. Have you heard my song? You
know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I know that's definitely going to happen.
So how excited are you and your band to get this new album out there? I know it's been a long time coming, right?
Yeah, we've sat on it for a year. You know, it was something that I really struggled with, to really struggle with being talked into. Because, you know, we put Men and Coyotes out grassroots style, but when the big machine wants to come in and actually help you and not take advantage, you know, I think that's something that's a no-brainer that we have to do. You know, if we really want to get our music out there and if we really want to be professionals, we have to take those necessary steps. And like I said, you know, it's a hard pill to swallow, but now that it's here and now that I see all these wheels turning, it's I totally get it now. I definitely understand. And same goes with the band. You know, everybody was, you know, a little skeptical at first because not only have they seen both sides of this scene before, because they've all been around music a lot longer than I have, but they've, you know, they can also see what it can do. And so now that everything, like I said, the wheels have been turning, everybody's extremely happy to see the progress that's come of it. They're really excited to see what comes of it in the future. So I think going back to what you're saying, how eclectic the record is, I think we'll definitely reflect on the longevity of the record as well.
So I know you're currently regularly making tour stops in and outside of Texas, and I was looking at your upcoming gigs. Looks like the next time you're going to play near here is going to be actually closer to your home over there in Fort Worth in April. But are you kind of finding a manageable balance between your touring and your home life? Because I assume that's got to be hard to be away from the family, and especially the new baby.
I'm very fortunate because my wife, she completely understood what my foundation was before, you know, any of this came about. She knew she was dating a musician. You know, she wasn't interested in a guy that was working at Walmart and then all of a sudden found a band halfway through the relationship. You know, so
yeah,
she's fully versed on what it is that I do, and we've been able to prepare in that sense too. So, you know, it is hard, you know, and of course, to be away from family, and but it's also something that we appreciate too, in this fact of, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder. So it's a double-edged sword. It's just like a lot of things, but at the same time, it's a basis around trust, and that's what we definitely hold on to the hardest. It's tough, but I really, really enjoy what I do, and it's something that I believe in. I think that's something that I want to reflect on my family. I want my daughter to see me in that light. I don't want her to see me go to a job that I don't appreciate and that I don't believe in, you know. So for the talents that I've been blessed and given, I feel like this is the best road for me to reflect on my family.
The sky's the limit for you, Red Shahan. You've been really generous with your time, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to let people know where they can keep up with you, because you are going to be hitting the road hard, especially when this record comes out on March 30th. But where can we keep up with Red Shahan online and find out all the latest?
Every social media market, you can hit up Facebook, Twitter. We have the website, redshahan.com. Of course, iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, and we've also got the Bands in Town link, which is pretty valuable. I think that people are able to receive notifications. So
cool. And you kind of like me, we have very unique names. I don't know how many other Red Shahans there are out there. So I think if you just search for Red Shahan, which is spelled S-H-A-H-A-N, you're pretty easily going to be able to find this guy.
Yeah, I think it's pretty narrowed.
So that's a good problem to have, you know, when you're an artist who wants to be discovered. You can easily find this guy online. So listen, man, this has really been a treat, and I would love to invite you into the studio at some point whenever you're gigging out here. I imagine you'll have a gig in Commerce at some point, so would you like to stop by the studio sometime?
Absolutely.
Sounds good, man. Well, I sincerely appreciate your time. I want to play you out with the title track from the record Culberson County, and this is kind of the flip side to what I played earlier. We played Revolution, which was the harder rocking side, and this is more of a down-tempo ballad, but it really shows your range. So I sincerely thank you so much, and I want to let you get back to working on the house. And best of luck with all that you've got coming, man, because I have a feeling you're about to hit it big, because you got some great sound. So thank you so much. I'm feel lucky to have gotten to talk to Red Shahan before he gets huge and forgets all about us out here.
Well, that won't be happening, but I really do appreciate it.
There's a feeling in the first step. I'm losing my mind. But the further I go west, I'm feeling alright. Out in Culberson County, can hear those coyotes cry. Won't be long before they're all gone, just the highway's wide.